Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, it's Battle of the Sexes. Yo, my mouth about to get reckless. What's the deal, Red? Yeah.
What's good? What's good? What's good,
Miss Terry? Miss Terry made stuff. No, let me jump on. Let me get
Miss Terry.
On right quick. Miss Terry. What's up, Miss Terry?
Miss Terry, what's going on? Who's here?
I don't think it's Miss Terry. 90-59? 90-59, you on the air.
It's Lena.
Oh, it's Lena. Oh.
Hello, how you doing?
Oh. It's about to be the drama.
I slide in here early on this one.
That's right. I need back. I'm going to need some backup.
Well, I know. I hope I get some backup. Yeah, whatever. What up, everybody?
Right.
Another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Big Red, Selena, Brother B in the house. What's good? How y'all doing?
I'm good. I'm fine. I'm ready to get it on like Hot Buttered Popcorn.
Okay, wait. I didn't get to officially meet her yet, but I got to give a birthday shout out to Kyla, right?
I'm sorry. Did I mess up her name?
Crystal. Oh, I be bugging. I'm sorry. I work a lot.
Oh, my
Crystal,
God.
Crystal, happy birthday. Yes. Happy belated birthday.
She is in the shower. She's about to get ready for bed, but she definitely will be thankful. She's still on her high horse.
Oh, that's what's up. So, yeah, man, I hope everyone is good. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Yes, indeed. It's the menu. We might as well just jump right into it because, like I said, K-Dog, Big Red, K-Dog, if y'all out there, feel free to call in to back a brother up. Ron, somebody, help, please.
They know better. They know better. That's why they ain't going to call.
Mr. Joe. I might need Mr. Joe on this one, man, because, Mr. Joe come through and let you know. So, yeah, man. Who I got now? Is this Hot Rod? Hot Rod? Nah, it's K-Dog.
No, it's not.
Who is it? Oh!
Yes.
It's Sam. Okay.
You buy yourself tonight, brother.
No, I ain't never buy myself. I got the universe with me. Because you know what?
The universe is a woman.
Listen, everything and a woman, but she's an objective woman, and the objective woman will agree that women have bigger egos than men. Y'all do.
That's a damn law.
No.
All right, listen. First of all, rules of the show. We're going to throw out some rules tonight. No over-talking one another. That's number one. And number two, no dirty language unless it's coming from me. And number three, everybody have fun. Ain't nothing personal, but everybody have fun. So now, okay, go ahead, Red. I know, Red, you got something to say. Go ahead, say it, Red. Go ahead, say it.
Yeah, I do have something to say because I don't know where you're getting that from about some women got bigger ego. Are you kidding me? You got to be kidding me with that mess. Men ego are so much bigger and fragile and everything else, please. Man, y'all can't take the hurt hurt or anything else that we have to endure as women, and y'all can't. Y'all can't take it. And it gets proven every time. Every time I say, well, you know, maybe I'm wrong about that, it gets proven every time with every relation I've had with men from I guess you could say, my young adult until now that, going on 50 years old, like, it's like, and it don't matter the age. Y'all get hurt very easily. Meanwhile, when it's us, we eat a lot of stuff when it comes to y'all.
All right, first of all,
we eat a lot.
Before Tamika jumps in, because I had a feeling she was... I just had a feeling. Something told me. The spirits told me that she was going to definitely double-dutching on this one.
I told
anyway.
You, universe is a woman. You are by yourself.
Now, listen. Watch your background. Listen, let me tell you something. I'm not by myself. All right? Mm. I can handle all y'all. All right? Y'all saw the Steven Seagal movies. Y'all can't mark me for death. I'm good.
That's fake karate stuff.
So, Miss Selena, what do you think about tonight's topic? What do you think about tonight's topic?
Okay, so first off, before we even got into it, I wanted to actually kind of go over the definition of what ego is, so that, you know, it could be clearly understood, because I don't know what it is that you measuring against men versus women. But since the ego is down, right, in a person's sense of self-esteem and self-importance, right? So
okay.
When I started off saying, I don't understand, like, what would be bad about having a bigger ego, right? Because it's self-importance, self-love, and self-esteem. Like, I feel like people should feel good about themselves and stuff like that. Now, are we measuring excessive ego? Or are we just saying that, so excessive ego, I would definitely kind of landslide, give it to the men. And here's why. Right,
okay.
Because I think sometimes men have a sense of entitlement. I think men, like the pursuit, they often are pursuing women. Right, we're like more so the hunted, and y'all are the hunters. So I think that because we are the hunted, that we think that we all that, or we're filled with all these things. But I think that's just a normal thing that every woman goes through on a regular basis. But I will say that men can often be full of themselves, and there's a number of things that feeds into their ego. One, the amount of money they make. Two, how well endowed they are. Three, you know, good-looking woman chasing them and stuff like that. All of that kind of feeds into you guys' ego, and forget about it. From that point, y'all will take off and run with it. And because of it brings on a sense of entitlement. So when a girl rejects y'all and they say no, y'all kind of almost like, who the hell she think she is? And now it's all of a sudden becomes the battle of egos. Oh, she got a bigger ego. Her ego too big. I think it's more so y'all have problems with rejection and not understanding why women don't possibly want y'all.
Okay. We're going to go to Mika, and then we're going to go to Pam. Go ahead, Mika. Lay down your Queensbridge smoke. Go ahead, lay it down.
No, it's not even about that tonight. I actually just came here for the comments.
Okay.
All right. See how you act so nicely, because you're kind of twisting my arm. Honestly, men just have big egos, and you guys are, like Red said, you guys are ultra sensitive, you know? And honestly, let's be real, you guys don't handle rejection well. Oh, and let's not talk about if the female cheats on you the way you cheat on her. This is what I love. guy will cheat on the chick with 20 different girls, and the chick don't get mad. She's like, all right, whatever. I'm just not fucking with you no more. Now, a chick go
yep.
and cheat with one guy?
Wait, Mika, I'm sorry. Let me cut you off for 1 second, Mika. No, if you just mention the guy, not just that you're dealing with, if you just mention the guy, they go ahead, you finish it.
Y'all men lose y'all ever-loving minds. Y'all
absolutely.
Ego is more, let's be real, y'all ego, okay, I'll put you like this. The male ego is more fragile than the female ego. It is, there's no doubt. But women, we some vindictive heifers. I'm just saying,
yeah.
Hurt us the right way, we going to make y'all hurt for days on end. So
okay.
if you really think about it, both sexes kind of suck. But we need each other.
I agree.
We do. Listen, I kind of don't play favorites too often. I don't. And I don't male bash as much as Brother B would like to think I do. I just point out certain flaws that men have. But I point out flaws
mm-hmm.
that women have too. I'm an equal opportunity basher. I'm sorry. But, yeah, you
okay.
guys, y'all, for the lack of a better term, y'all some bitches.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. You put on my pantyhose. Okay, Miss Pam. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go. The floor is yours. Good.
Well, honestly, today I called in to listen to be nosy for a minute. But I will say one thing is that I will agree with the lady said, men, y'all do have big egos, and y'all are very sensitive. And when y'all get hurt back. But, yes, us women, we can be vindictive. Like, okay, you want to do that? Don't worry, I'm going to get you back. Don't worry, I'm going to get you back. But men have bigger egos and everything than the women. I have to agree with that. Very big.
Okay. All right. Now, it's interesting how you guys point the finger at men having the bigger egos. So explain to me the cattiness between you women. Because that's ego right there. Well, yeah, but
no, that's not ego. I'm going to tell you what that is.
That's competition. That's
competition.
Competition.
Okay, well, let me put it like this. Women.
What brings about the competition?
Insecurity. A lot of it, and I'm sorry, again, equal opportunity here. A lot of it has to do with insecurity. It does. And I'm not, listen, every chick at some point or another, whether she did it as a freaking tween, preteen, teenager,
right.
or even into her adult years, at one point or another, she was insecure towards another female. Like, she felt that the female looked better than her or dressed better than her or something like that, okay?
But you're trying to tell me that has nothing
insecurity,
to do with ego?
That's not an ego thing, Brother B. That's an insecurity. That's not an ego thing. I'm sorry, Mika. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. No, no worries. See, and she's not wrong. It's insecurity. And ego for a chick is something totally different.
Totally
that's a whole nother level.
But I'm looking at the definition that Selena brought up earlier, the definition of ego. So you're trying to tell me that none of that is relative. Where you want to label it insecurity. No, you want to label it insecurity, and then some want to label it competition. But it all has something to do with your self-worth, which is part of that whole ego thing. If you think you're better or you have that great amount of self-love, you seem to think that, you know, no one is supposed to stop that. First of all, listen, I have a daughter. I have a daughter. And, of course, with men who love their daughters, they always get the, oh, you know, you're my princess and my little queen and this and that and the third. When you got children, you got touched down. There's this entitlement that's given. Why? Because you're daddy's girl. Listen, my mama, as much as I love them, may she rest in peace, she never called me no king. She said, boy, get over here, boy this, boy that. for you guys. Oh, my little princess, my little this, my little that.
I'm damn. I don't know what you want. I ain't never got that. Not to them.
Damn, but
that
you had to see the look on
my
face.
My ain't never told me no damn princess and all that other stuff.
You know why? You know why? Because you was mean.
Why?
You was mean.
No, I wasn't.
I don't know you. The same thing with me, too.
Oh,
please. I was mean, but anyway.
No, I never got called anything like that. Not even baby girl. I didn't mean that. I don't mean that my father didn't love me, or maybe he might have said little thing, but he ain't never said no entitlement stuff like that. And I'm glad he didn't do that to me, because it made me a different type of woman where I'm not looking
exactly
for that type of attention. I'm glad he didn't do that to me, but that my thing is that still has nothing to do. In that sense, okay, maybe you're killing my ego. In that sense, where a woman would think that she's high and not mighty because of maybe, just like you said, maybe because of our father or what other men may say to her. But it's not, my thing is, when it comes to other women, that is not an ego thing. That's more of an insecurity type of thing. It's not
but
an
you're
ego
trying to,
thing.
So you're trying to tell me women are not, you're trying to tell me society doesn't put women on pedestals?
Yeah, put them on pedestals, but that has nothing to do with the type of ego that you're talking about with men. Men
the
is
type of
ego? It's not the same thing. It's not the same.
You know what? Okay.
It's,
so
it's
I,
really
I know we got green apples. I know we got green apples, red apples, you know, Granny Smiths or something else. Yeah, I know there's different levels, but ego is ego. Like you can't make subdivisions for it. And ego
yes, you
is
can.
Ego, no matter how you. Oh, see
no.
That
well, no,
yes, you can.
Well,
yes,
I
you
put
can.
It to you like this. For what I put it to you like this, and Brother B, you really have to listen, I and get it and understand, or at least try to. All right, mm-hmm. Women have a natural insecurity. Now, what I was referring to before was, that insecurity is not an ego. That's just saying, oh, she thinks she that fly. Okay, that's a pettiness. That's an insecurity thing. Because a real chick is not really worried about the next board. I'm sorry, she's
mm-hmm,
like, yeah,
exactly.
You girl, and I'm out. She's going about her business.
But
you
think men don't have that? You think men don't? You think just only women have natural insecurity? You don't think everybody else has insecurities as well?
No, that's the whole point.
Listen. Listen, at the end of the day, we're not saying that guys don't have insecurities. Guys do have insecurities. And again, y'all get real bitchy about it. But men do have insecurities. But that's, and the funny part is, y'all don't know how to handle that.
You know what I noticed? And I'm looking for Selena to come at me. Come at me after this one. You know what I noticed? Whatever. I'm in a different age, you know, different generation bracket. I'm 47, so the type of men or males that I've seen when I was coming up is different compared to now. But my thing is, when that standard of man, like a man ain't supposed to do this, a man ain't supposed to do that, and a man, like when all those little things that we're not supposed to do are actually done by men, the next thing you know, we're bitches. Next thing you know, we're little punks over this, that, and the third. And that's a sad double standard that I really do not like. Because at one minute you want to say, oh, well, you need to be more sensitive. As soon as a dude gets sensitive, the next thing you know, you want to call him a punk.
Because,
you know,
and you know why I want to tell you that?
Hold on, but wait a minute. But you think ego doesn't have anything? You think ego don't have anything to do with that at all?
Okay, let me tell you something. You know why we may get to that point once again. Nobody's saying that you guys can't be sensitive or show your emotions. Nobody ever said that. Once again, you know how society is portraying that some of these women want to act like they men. Like I said, we know that the roles have changed within the last couple of years. I've seen it. But I'm going to tell you this. You know why sometimes that is required or that's warranted? Because y'all do act like that. Because y'all get over the top sometimes a little more over just one thing than women do. Like I just said, we eat a lot of and I'm going to say shit that y'all are not able to eat. Y'all can't eat it like we do. It's like daggers. We get them daggers, and them shits hit us, and we taking them. And yo, I was just watching Scarface the other night. You know the ending of Scarface? He was eating them up until homeboy came with that and came here with the double barrel and blasting them. Well, that's how we are.
That's a damn movie.
That's a metaphor, exactly.
That's the egotistical statement that you just made right there.
Are you kidding me? Yeah,
listen
okay.
Listen to what you just said.
Because we do. We eat. Like I said, we eat it. You guys cannot handle
so we don't
the
eat
that we handle. No, y'all don't.
Okay, so let's just.
Because as soon as one little tiny thing, y'all get a paper. It's like, y'all get a paper. Oh, my God. It's a paper cut. Sorry. Stop it. It's a paper cut. Stop it. It's a paper cut, sweetie. It's a paper cut.
Wow.
Meanwhile, we get whole C-sections, whole big old C, the whole stomach cut open, and guess what? We got to eat that pain afterwards.
But listen, listen to what you're saying. Listen to how you're saying or talking about how what you guys do, what you guys deal with, what you guys got to handle, you know, and you know what? I get it, because I'm not taking anything away from you at all. At all. Never would I ever take anything away from you, but real should recognize real. So, like the nigga said in the beginning, we kind of both are screwed up on one end, but you can't sit there and say, if you want to sit there and say men have bigger egos pertaining to what? Because women, like I said, women's ego is just as large. All right, first, let's go.
But that's not an ego. You keep saying that. That's not an ego thing.
What was the definition of ego again?
Definition of ego is, hold on 1 second, I'm going to pull it up. It says, a person's sense of self-esteem or self-importance. Meaning
now, you're
your
trying
own
to tell me.
Of self-esteem and self-importance. So that means that's an inner thing, a self-awareness, right? It don't have anything to do with anybody else. It has everything to do with yourself and how much you boost your own ego and your own self-esteem. The problem is that people don't own their shit, right? And they tend to act as if things are not as if they act like it's something else other than what it is. So people are not complacent with owning their flaws, owning their shortcomings, owning, you know, things that they have to achieve. So what happens is, in order to get past that, what we do is we self-reflect, we boost our self-esteem with lies, and that's when it becomes an ego thing. So when you say stuff about women being catty with each other, that's not an ego thing. Sometimes it's genuinely a woman just don't like another woman, right?
Absolutely.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be a self-esteem issue or something, you know, that they're not comfortable with themselves. It could genuinely be, I don't like this about you, so I'm catty with you. Now, if you find a woman that's catty with everybody and she can't get along with no women, then that's an inner self thing. That's a self-awareness. That's something that she's not comfortable within herself. It's something that she's lacking within herself. And she, instead of working on it, she boosts her ego.
Right.
And now
exactly.
It becomes a thing where it's combative with other women, because the reality is they got this saying, what is it, fake it till you make it or something like that? Like, quit fake it till you make it. That's an ego. You faking it till you make it. You lying to yourself. You boosting your self-esteem. You ain't accepting the reality of your life. Because if you accepted the reality, you understand that it's a flaw and you work on it. But instead, you fake it till you make it, and it becomes a boosting of your ego.
I do that every day at work. I don't know.
Let's be real. The reason why we say this is that men are uncomfortable with their shortcomings. They're uncomfortable with, you know, not living up to life expectations. So what they do is they boost their ego. They lie to themselves. Like, you meet guys all the time. They won't ever tell you that they live with their mother. They'll say something. You know how many guys I've met that live with their mother and say, oh, I'm taking care of my mother. She lived with me.
But let me ask you this.
I'm sorry.
But why do you think they say that?
Because they're ruining their chances.
If they tell me the truth, then possibly I won't give them a chance or any opportunity, right? But that's deceitful.
It's
also bamboozling me. Why not tell
me? How is that being judgmental?
Let me decide, huh?
Exactly. No, she's saying, I'm sorry, Ms. Lynn. He was saying, then you're being judgmental. How is that being judgmental? Just like she said. Wait a minute, just like she said. Now, if you tell me the truth, that gives me an option of whether I want to mess with you or not. But once again, y'all egos.
Right? It's no different.
Yeah, y'all egos.
You
walking
out here saying, I don't want to date women with children, right? And you come over and I tell you, oh, that's my niece. And that's my daughter.
Exactly.
I'm lying to you, right? So if later on down the line I get you to agree to something, to an entanglement with me, which leads to a relationship, and I go, oh, yeah, that's my daughter, I lied to you. You're going to feel bamboozled. So
exactly.
That's what these men do. They boost their ego. They fake it till they make it. And then they walk around here. They don't want to sit in their own truth. And it's easier to boost your ego and lie than to sit in your truth and fix it. It's a lot harder to fix stuff that you're
because they
on.
Feel and let's be real about it, and because they feel I'm not gonna get what I want, which is some coochie. That's what
wait a minute.
That's the first thing they're gonna say. Oh, she, if I tell her the truth, she ain't gonna want to come over and give me what I want.
All right, but you're not guilty of the same thing. You guys are not
who's
guilty.
Not
I'm not you per se, but I'm just saying.
Let me answer that.
Well, I'm not saying that women don't do that either.
Because I'm aware of women too, right? So the women, how they boost their ego and how they can be egotistical is, you know, they throw these lace fronts on, they throw these eyelashes on, and the reality is they acting like they beautifying themselves, but the reality is they're covering up the things that the very things that they don't like about themselves.
Yep, exactly, absolutely. Getting the BBLs and all that stuff.
This is where I will say, this is why I say a lot of men are responsible for that, right? Because I remember having a natural short haircut, right? Natural Afro short haircut, and guys walk past me on a regular basis, right? But yet, I remember one day I said, you know what? I'm going to perm my hair. And I perm my hair, and it's straight now, right? And it's shortcut. And all of a sudden, I got fellas like, yo, you fine as wine. You this, you that, you this. And I was like, damn, I'm still the same girl that I was the day before yesterday.
Yep, absolutely.
I can't get you to look at me, right?
Well,
so now these women are out here living up to the – they faking it till they make it, right, to lure you guys in. And then now they're the exact type of female – that you are attracted to, and then what happens is now you want to be judgmental and crucify us for putting on the weaves and the eye contact that you guys are attracted to.
You know what it boils down to? Is you got to look at the type of dudes that are looking for stuff like that. Because there's different levels. The real men are going to accept you
Stop it. Hold on, let's be honest.
Y'all don't even look to get to know a person. Y'all don't even get to know a person unless you physically, when you look at them, physically attracted to a female. So for you to say we gotta watch the guy that we can't even get to y'all unless we look a certain type of way to get to even
absolutely.
Know y'all.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So in order to even catch your eye and get your attention, because let's be honest, I've seen it. I've been at the same party. I'm a wholesome, I'm a dope-ass chick. But I've been at the same party with a hoe standing next to me. She got a short dress on. Her titties is out. She got a weave down to her fucking butt. And every last one of y'all is standing around her at the bar ready to buy her a drink. Meanwhile, I'm a wholesome chick that cooks. I got one baby daddy, one kid. I go to school. I got a degree. I got a job. And y'all don't even look my way because I got a natural haircut and I ain't got nothing showing. So the reality is it's not really about, you know, trying to find the guys and what guys they like. The reality is you want to catch the eye. You got to be the fish that they got to throw their bait and line at you. And they won't even throw their line your way unless you look a certain type of way.
And nowadays, you know, exactly. Nowadays, it's the it's, you know, Instagram and Facebook. Y'all busy putting hearts and likes, and ooh, I like this one, this one, and that one.
Y'all won't even heart the wholesome thing. And it's the
but
crazy
you won't
part
heart
is,
the one, right? Exactly, absolutely.
The
won't
crazy
even,
part
you know,
is,
won't even, you know, acknowledge them.
So basically,
the Instagram model that y'all get in a DM, right? The Instagram model that answers your DM and that hits you for every dime you got. You know who you come back to complaining? The wholesome chick right that y'all passed.
Yep.
Wait. He took me for everything I got. I don't trust females. They're out here trying to use me. You know how many men I get that I meet that's telling me about all the women that used them? All the women that used them.
All the women.
Hold on, let me stop. Wait, somebody wants to speak.
So I just want to say one thing, ladies. I was agreeing with you, but I will say one thing. There are, and I hate to be the opposite, there are some very few men that I will say that look past it, because I am that, as you say, that wholesome. I'm that plain Jane. I don't like makeup. I rarely wear makeup or whatever. But when I first met him, I had no makeup. Hair was in a ponytail. I'm a dancer. This is what I am. This is what I get. Yes, I have dated those guys that was just like, well, you know what? Unless, no matter where we're going, your hair needs to be done, all this other stuff, and I knew that wasn't me. So once in a while, there is, and I will say very far in between, and I hate to disagree with you ladies and everything, there are far in between some guys that look past it, because I will say mine is not a fan of me wearing makeup, because I'm happy about that, because I hate wearing makeup anyway and all this other stuff. But far in between, there is some that do like the ones with the natural hair and no makeup and all this other stuff. Once in a while, there is one. As I say, a unicorn once in a blue moon.
My thing is this.
I was just thinking that shit, too.
Now, the whole thing is, listen. There's certain circles, certain types of men that, you know, I keep myself around. And there are other men out there like that. Like we said earlier about Ms. Sam, some of them are far and few, but they are out there who they're more concerned about substance. And the thing is, they're not attracted to the lace fronts and the eyelashes and all this and that. Like, they're not looking, they don't have the ego that some of you may talk about. And they're overlooked as well, because some of them are just, well, he's not that dog, dude. He's not exciting. He's boring. He's not this, but he's not that, but he may do this. And what's crazy is what I noticed, and you're probably going to jump all over me, but when some of y'all finish running through the fuck boys or dealing with the fuck boys, what do you want to do? You want to come to the good guy. And it's not to say that it's not the same thing with when it comes down to women as well, because men do the same shit, and they turn around and they want to look for the wholesome women. But the thing is, there seems like there's a plethora, you know, of women out there in between faking their ass on this Instagram, OnlyFans, they're just showing, you know what I'm saying? They're just catering to whatever society, you know, says. Like, this is beauty. This is what it is. So, of course, what dudes are going to do, the ones especially that don't want to work for a woman or find a woman with some intellect, they just want some ass, they're going to go for the easy kill. They're going to go for what's easy and what's simple. The whole thing is, a lot of women out there do not make it challenging enough for men, for real men. But that's why these fuckboys are out here winning, because it's easy for them. All they got to do is throw them on there. All they got to do is throw a little cash. They got to throw a little this and do that, and they cater into who? They cater into the ones that are doing the taking ass and looking certain way and dressing up like this and dressing up like that. They cater into them. See, listen, I'm not asking you to go out there, or real men are not asking you to go out there and get all dolled up. Listen, we're more concerned about, you know, what's going on up top. We want to know what's going on with you mentally. there's a lot of women out there, and I've had discussions with many men, and I've also had discussions with women as well, that there's a big shortage in this whole intellectualism. Like, you know, talking, really talking to one another, really, you know, communicating. Instead, everybody is just looking at the physical and pleasing the ego. But once again, when it comes down to that whole ego thing, I mean, I'm sorry. You can say what you want to say about dudes. We do certain things to please women. Because if women weren't here, who are we doing it for? Who are the dudes really out here doing it for? They ain't doing it for other dudes. They out here. Some of these out here.
These days they are.
They got $5 in their pocket. These baby mamas, but then they turn around and they going out buying expensive shit or looking a certain way because they out here trying to impress women.
No, they're not. So, I'm gonna tell you right now where you wrong at. No, they're not. And that's just like women. Let me tell you something. And I worked at a job where the women, they weren't into impressing the men on the job. They were trying to impress the other women on the job. And dudes do the same thing. They do shit and wear all that stuff to impress other dudes. I'm not saying, like I said, not all of them do it. It's the majority of dudes that I've seen, they do it to impress other dudes, and the women do it to impress other women. Like I said, right. I'm not going on that, but they do it. They do it because it's like unfortunate. It's like a competition thing on both sides. It's like, what the hell is you in competition with the chicks? Y'all all look the same. Everybody got the same ass, same titty, same eye, like the same hair. Y'all all look the freaking same. Everybody looks the same. That's crap. Don't make no sense to me. Everybody got to look the goddamn same.
I don't know. That right there, I can't call it. Because I don't know too many dudes that's on that, oh, I'm trying to impress another dude. Oh, I'm trying to
look, you don't have to know.
First of all, if a dude is trying to look better than another dude, he's only doing it because he's doing it for a chick. Because there's probably a chick that he likes that got this dude's eye, or I see what she likes, so then I got to turn around and I got to get this, and that.
Right. You might be right on some aspects, but I'm telling you, the majority of the times they're doing it to impress their own species. They're doing that to that far.
Joe,
bring it home.
Hey, Bellamy, hey, everybody. I'm here to stir up the pot. I'm gonna love you.
Yeah, you only one. You got you outnumbered.
I'm always outnumbered, but it doesn't make any difference. Who cares?
Yeah, me too.
All right. The thing is that I think both of you are right. I think men do what they want to do in order to impress other men because of egos, and I think they also at the same time want to impress women, and women do the same thing. They want to impress. Mm-hmm. Women have told some people that I know, or at least one person that I know, that we put on makeup not to impress the guys, but to impress other women. But she was only telling half truth. If she didn't put on the makeup, she wouldn't be getting the guys, so she's putting on the makeup to get the guys too. So either she's lying or she's lying to herself. But the thing about ego... Yeah, and that's the powerful motivation of what a lot of people do. They do it for their own ego, for their own image of themselves, for a competition with other men, competition with other women. And I'm going to wait for somebody to throw a grenade so I can jump back in.
Well, I don't know.
Don't worry, I'm getting it together.
Miss Cherry, you on?
Yeah, I'm on. Hi, guys.
Okay.
Hi, sorry.
The grenade is about to be
blown. Y'all still outnumbered, you see?
It don't matter. Because I'm going to tell you right now. I'm listening to all of y'all. And it's nothing but ego. Except, I don't mean to slight certain people, but... You know, Ms. Pam made some neutral points, and Ms. Selena made some neutral points now, and also Mika made some neutral points. However, I will say that Big Red and, you know, I don't know. I don't know about
you. You don't know
guys.
What?
I'm just saying,
you don't know about me sometimes. What?
Because.
And guess what? We come from the same blood, so be careful with how you come at me. Be careful how you come at me. We come from the same blood, brother.
But you know what? But that's the thing. You were different. Like, you were, like, it's not like we didn't have the same hand raising up. You're different. You came up differently. Like, every woman up here, I'm sure, came up differently, you know, than a lot of women out there that are doing things to impress men or impress other people that have that type of grandiose, like, ego. Like, grew up way differently because y'all are not, never been about that life. Now, there are women out there that have really been groomed and feel this sense of entitlement and been put on that pedestal, and they adhere to society's calling of, like, you know, oh, women are better, or women are this, or women are that. So, I mean, come on, but let Miss Cherry say what she has to say. Yeah, go ahead, Miss Cherry. You know, she got something weird to say. Go ahead, Miss Cherry.
Come on, Miss. Oh, my God.
So I'm gonna start off by saying I'm glad that Mr. Joe phoned in, because Brother B, you needed some help. Number two, I pretty much agree with what everybody has been saying on the panel, especially Big Red. I think that, well, we all know men have the bigger ego. We all know that men are a lot more sensitive than women. We are sensitive, but we do handle it a different way because we've had to deal with a lot and overcome that sensitivity to get to the next level. You guys haven't really mastered that skill as well. But I also definitely agree, you guys are dressing, buying cars, trying to impress each other more than women. Because when you go out, you want your boys to be like, oh, you're clean. Girls are just like, listen, you have a job, you have a house, you're taking care of yourself, we're good.
Okay.
So you guys are trying to impress each other. We do it also. We women, we sit we judge each other.
Mm-hmm.
We judge each other based on what each other look like, what we feel we should look like. A lot of us, like you mentioned, we're following trends. Somebody get fake eyelashes, we got to get ours, but they got to be longer. Somebody got to get them with the little diamonds in it. The flybys, we're always trying to outdo each other. And that does not have to do with ego, like you mentioned. It has more to do with insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to tell me
with what everybody has to say.
So basically what you're telling me is a group of guys go out to, you know, look at each other and, you know, be cleaner than one another.
Yes, Brother
that's
B.
Right?
Yes.
That's been happening since I was a young teenager
going to house parties, and the dudes used to come to impress each other. They weren't worried. Not that they weren't worried about the kids, but they were impressing each other. I used to go to house parties and stuff like that.
Always the excuse women use when men give their opinion about what women do is that, well, you're not a woman. How do you know? So I'm gonna reverse it. You're not a man. How do you know what we think?
Because, like I said, I've been looking at that from when I was going to house parties when I was 14, 15 years old, how the dudes used to come in there and they used to be on some, like, once again, they wasn't really paying, they would pay attention to the chicks, but it was more like they were trying to impress each other, like, all right,
but
it would maybe be like,
know,
like,
Big Red, sorry.
I'm gonna tell you, because they sitting there instead of, if you trying to impress the girl or whatever, you're gonna be worried about the girl more or trying to talk to her or whatever. No, they will be busy grilling each other, holding their junk, looking at each other. Yo, son, such a, and like I said, we used to be around the guys, and they were right in front of, yo, son, such and such and such. Yo, he over there. Yo, he think he all that. Yo, his Pumas is this and this, that. No, they're impressing. They're trying to impress each other. That's been happening since I was, like I said, 14, 15 years old, going to house parties. It was only three of us. It was only three girls. It was only me and my two friends, and we hung around. We hung around about at least 10 to 20 dudes every single day, from school to the parties on the weekends. So guess what? I know that.
Okay.
But guess what? I'm not a dude.
But all right,
when I answer
check this out.
Like, how do you know? When I answer the questions, how do you know? It's never really my personal opinion. So I always got to go off of experience. So I remember my brother being 3 years older than me, right? So every now and then we have, like, certain events in high school that come up, and Charles would go out shopping. And he line his clothes up, and he hit me up. Yo, Lena, come in the room, come in the room. Now, one, I'm a girl, right? So he wanted a girl's opinion on what's going to be the reaction from girls. But most importantly, what he said to me was, yo, I got to look better than all my boys, so which outfit should I wear?
Absolutely.
Because he he felt like if he looked better than all his boys, it gave him the edge. So in a way, it was one, I got to look better for my boys, and I got to get the edge. And the edge was for because girls going to notice me first. So that was the second part. One, I got to look better than all my boys. Two, I got to be fly for myself. And three, I got to have the edge to get the ladies over the rest of my boys.
Right.
So that's always what it's been. So in that order. One, I got to look better than my boys. Two, I got to be fly because I'm Charles and this is my image. And then three, I got to have the edge to get the ladies.
Yeah.
Okay,
So it's not from anything personal. I think that's just based off of that experience with my brothers, with my nephews, with my uncles.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay, so me being a man... I have to come from my personal experience, and I was never in competition with my boys. We don't compete with one another. You know what I'm saying? We go together, we grow together. You know, that's just what it is. We all making sure we looking sharp for the ladies out here, because that's what it's all about. I'm not trying to look better than my bro. For what? You know what I'm saying? And we all out here trying to do the same thing, and that's getting numbers. Or impress chicks. Why am I trying to look better than him? If as long as
because,
the pack looks good,
because if
no,
you
well,
don't
as
look
long
better
as the
than
pack
him,
look good,
how? I'll answer
why
the question
would I look
because if
than
you
him?
Don't, I'm gonna answer the question. If you don't look better than him, the chick that you might got your eyes on is gonna go to the dude that looks better than you.
See, all right.
So you didn't wear. Hold on. You didn't wear a gold chain that night, right? But I recognize your homie Rommel because he got on a gold chain, he got on a Kango, and he got on them Pumas.
What
so
year are you talking about?
And the Gazelle
back in the days.
Yeah, that was the 70s.
Oh no, you're wrong, Mr. Joe. You mean the 80s? You talking about the 70s?
Okay,
what are you talking about, sir?
Put it in whatever frame. I give you if you want to take it to 2000. I'm looking at Air Force Ones. I'm looking at, you know what I'm saying? You could do whatever era, but the game stays the same.
It's always been like that. Yeah, exactly. And the same goes for women. Oh, I'm gonna get these red bottoms. Oh, she had on a pair of red bottoms, so I'm gonna have my red bottoms. Or I'm gonna have these. Or I'm gonna go get my Bacalanca bag and all that. I'm gonna say that's just like the women with the handbag.
Listen, women go out together, when we go out together, we hit each other up, right? Because one, I don't want to be overdressed, so I need to find out what you're wearing. Are you casual?
Right.
Are you fly?
And then I don't want to wear the same thing you're wearing. Exactly.
I'm not gonna wear the same exact thing, but I'm gonna make sure I'm not overdressed because I don't want somebody looking at me like, why she got on a small gown at the goddamn diner?
That's Selena. Oh, my God. That's the name.
Okay. The ball, yeah.
Let me ask you something. Last time you went out clubbing, when a guy came up to you, did he ask you what your sign was?
Did he ask me what was?
What your sign was.
What your sign was.
That's funny. He said some dumb shit like, he said some dumb shit like, my feet must be hurting. I said, why? He said, because you've been running through my mind all day.
Oh, my God.
Everybody here may have had their different experiences.
He's whack.
But from a male's perspective, from a man's perspective, like, I've never been in competition with my brother. Like, any dude to me, any dude. I can't be in competition with my bros because we're supposed to elevate together. That's how it goes. If there's competition between us, there's an issue. I mean, now there's just such thing as friendly competition. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes
competition is just competition, though. You already said ego is ego. Rather, it's friendly competition. Mm-hmm. Rather, it's malice competition. It's competition. Come on, man. Don't try to play.
Yeah, okay. But the whole thing is, listen,
I can slice a piece of pie into eight. I can slice a piece of pie into 12, no matter what. How I slice that pie, it's a piece of pie.
Malicious competition.
Exactly.
Friendly competition.
But it's still competition.
So, once again, what about y'all?
Hold on, my brother wasn't competing with his boys in malice or to. It was a friendly thing, but he wanted the edge.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
Exactly.
So why the big deal?
He may have wanted the edge, but the edge was for who? Because the edge is for the ladies, don't act like y'all ain't been out with y'all boy and had no competition about who got the most numbers
and all that stuff. And don't act like you didn't get dressed to look better than everybody else so that you could get the most numbers. Come on, man.
Okay, but who was it for? Because y'all do the same damn thing. Y'all don't go wearing the tight dresses or looking a certain way to make sure y'all can go out there and bag as many numbers as possible.
Women do it for different reasons. Women do it for reasons because, one, they don't believe that genuinely it has everything to do with insecurity. They don't feel like they're enough. So they feel like they got to put something tight on to get the edge.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Like
absolutely. That's self-love.
There's a lot of women that feel like, I don't got to put that on because I know I'm fly. When I open my mouth, I'm a bring every dude in the room to my
that's
opinion, right?
Well,
so I've never
open
had
my mouth when I walk in the room.
The reality is, if the room didn't come to me, I had so much of an ego that I knew it was your loss. I didn't need you.
That's right.
I didn't put on a tight dress. Y'all lost.
Like I said.
And I used to laugh because a lot of my friends was hoes, for real. And they put on them tight dresses, and y'all came running over to snatch them up. And I'm like, yo, they're going to get an STD or something tonight.
Wow.
Damn.
They're going to realize.
They're getting a prize. And she with the next man the next night, right? But they passed
right.
me up. So I always used to laugh. I used to be the chick that used to be like, yo, they lost for real.
I've never been on that. Like I said, at the end of the day, listen, everybody has their preference of what they like. Listen, if you think that chick and that with looking at certain with all the titties and behind and all that stuff, if that's okay, fine. That could be attracted to just like they could they're attracted to me. And like I said, I'm a big girl, and guess what? Proud of it. But guess what? That's the thing. Like I said, when I walk in the room, the sun come out. Because you know what? You going to see all this aura when I walk in the room. And guess what? That's like big girl. You're going to be like, yo, that big girl got confidence. Yo, I like her. Yep, you sure do. And you're going to like me even more after I get you at my house.
That's what's
when
defined.
When I get you in my house, you're going to like me even more.
That's what's defined.
And there that goes.
Self-esteem. It don't got anything to do with anyone else. It got everything to do with you, your self-awareness and what you think about yourself, right?
That's right, absolutely.
Some people have much ego, yeah, because the reality is, you know what I'm saying, if you know you're a burger away from a heart attack and you running around here talking about, like, you know what I'm saying, thinking you better than everybody else, that's a little bit too much ego. You need to humble yourself.
Wow, okay. That is it. That's hilarious.
So I want to ask, because Miss Cherry seems to agree with everyone, but at the same time, I really got to ask Miss Cherry. So, once again, your personal feelings on why do you believe that the man's ego is greater than a woman?
Well,
hello?
Me personally, you hear me?
Yeah, I got
you. Me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm one of four girls raised, right?
So I already know from a woman's point of view, myself and my sisters, I have a little variety going. We're all different personalities, whatever. But as far as raising a man, I have a 22-year-old, and I see how he reacts to things differently. You say that men don't go to impress each other. I know my son goes out, and when he's buying his sneakers, it's like these Jordans are on sale, which is $200. But these Jordans are $200. My friends have these. Y'all are always competing against each other. You are. I mean, not in a bad way. Competition is not always a bad thing. But if you don't look right, y'all wind up making fun of each other. So it's all about you have to have a certain level of look. Your ego has to be a certain way. Because even your friends will make fun of you. You know that, as well as I do. And every other woman in here knows it. You're not dressing for us because we're not impressed by what you're wearing. We're more impressed by do you have your stuff together. I don't care if you have on a pair of Jordans and you're sleeping on the street. I want to come and I want to meet you and you have your stuff together. You got a good head on your shoulders. You're making moves. You got plans. That's what attracts me as a woman. If you're talking about
now,
14 and 15-year-olds, you're talking about 14 and 15-year-olds, of course. They're focused on materialism. He has sneakers, so he has money. No, he's wearing his mom's and dad's money. When they get out there and they start earning their own paycheck and they start getting their heads right and they start getting the plan, that's what attracts women. So right now, I'm going to say for the most part, most men, even older men, don't still compete with each other. You still have your egos, you have your pride, and it's not about us. It's about you guys impressing each other.
Well, that's too much of an absolutism for me. Because you're always, all of you are saying, always. I think it's a fair statement to say that men compete with men and men compete with women at the same time, maybe at different levels for different reasons. Otherwise, you're saying, see, you men just compete against each other, and that's it. Wrong. We just explained that. And you all agreed about that. So it's not about being absolutely in charge of, I'm going to make sure that my boy isn't better looking than I am. I end up if I ever did compete with my friends, it was because it was probably subconscious. I also recognize that one of my friends was always going to attract the girls more than I would because he looked like Al Pacino. So that was just a given.
I mean, yeah, like when you're in a group, or depending on how it is, there's always going to be one or two chicks. Like, now, I've heard women say it before, and don't even try it. Sometimes there's a group of chicks, when they're going out, they always got to have one or two that are not a 10, maybe a 5, to make the other ones look better. Now, you're not trying to tell me that.
Oh, yeah,
that's
heard, yeah.
Yeah. I heard
the women do that. I got a friend like that. She ain't too good looking for the rest of her friends, including me, is better looking than her.
but of course, but y'all got to carry one, to kind of put the spotlight on the other. And that's sad. But I mean, hey, it is what it is. My thing is, like I said before.
Well, dudes do the same thing.
It's a different.
The guys do the same thing.
What? Listen, I don't know what dudes do that. Because I've never.
Why do women pick their friends based on attractiveness? We just don't.
Baloney. You know what?
Your background.
Men do that stuff like that. Men will hang around. What's that? Men will do. You have men that they'll be with their.
Yeah.
They'll make sure that the dudes that they deal with. What's that?
Somebody has
somebody's background. Yeah.
I was actually on mute for a while, so you couldn't have heard that.
So you have some men that will hang. They're the good looking guy, and they will have their boys that are not as good looking as them, and they'll hang around. Hang around them because they know they're going to be the spotlight. I've seen that throughout the years.
All right. And you know what? Okay. Now it's time to get a little dirt under the fingernail. Yo, I'm sorry. And this is no offense to anyone. Once again, I'm going to say it again. This is no offense to anyone. So if you take it the wrong way, that's on you. But who the F do y'all be hanging with or be around or to know that does this type of shit. Because my whole thing is, listen, if we all are together, like we're supposed to be boys and females, supposed to be, if we a clique, if we all good, I don't see competition. One is supposed to, you know, push one up to the next level. So that whole thing that you're saying, or that you guys are talking about with this, you know, one bringing the ugly one around, like I said, I only know that from women, in my experience, and in my conversation.
Well,
I've
and I'm
never,
telling you, in my
wait
experience,
minute,
I've seen it from dudes.
And now from with dudes, okay, now that's the thing. What type of MFers are you around to have this type of mentality? Because,
all
right,
types of dudes.
Let me answer
you know
that
what?
Question. I'm sorry.
To me, those ain't dudes or something. Those
let
ain't
me
dudes
answer that question. First of all, let's be honest. Like, men don't just compete about looks. I've seen the battle of neighbors, like, literally. Who grass is greener? Who got the best landscaping? I've seen who got the best goddamn tool chest. Who cars better? The neighbors get an SUV. You go out and get goddamn Mercedes truck.
Put somebody's
like,
background noise, TV on or something.
I'm afraid to help
every caller out. Listen, when I don't speak, I put my phone on mute so that nobody has seen anything that's in my background. That's how I listen. The only time I do not mute my phone is when I'm talking. If I'm not talking, I'm on mute. And I normally have to unmute to speak. But I've seen guys, haircuts, who got the better barber. I mean, it's endless. Who got the better jeweler? Who got the better watch? Come on, it's endless. As simple as grass. Competing about whose grass is greener. Going out to get soil. And in Home Depot, getting the best fertilizer so their grass can be better than the neighbor's grass next summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's endless.
Keeping up with the Joneses.
It's endless with you guys. And y'all call it friendly competition. And that's fine, but It's all an ego booster.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? You women do the same thing. I personally know from years ago of neighbors of mine who used to stay home. They got to know another of their neighbors who used to go out all the time. The woman, the wife of the family, of the, you know, the two people, the husband and wife, who were home all the time, she now made him take her out more often so that she could feel the same way as the wife in the other apartment. So it happens there for women too. And even if they don't do that very, very overtly, what happens if the man doesn't keep up with the Joneses? The woman thinks of him as a loser eventually.
So let me throw this out there. So let me throw this out there. When it comes down to relationships, because Miss Cherry did hit on something before when she said what she's looking for or what she wants. When it gets to that point in a person's life when they're actually looking for specific things and not just a, you know, hey, I'm just hanging out, chilling or whatever. What you say you're looking for a man to have this, a man to have this, a man to have this, 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 and that. Or else, what? He can't compete.
I'm looking to know what I'm signing up for. I'm looking for honesty. You know, I want a man to be able to say this is who I am and give me the choice to accept it or not. You know, the reality is I don't want the hyped up version of yourself. I want a man that know his flaws. That way I know he know what to work on within himself. You know, too many of y'all know y'all qualities, don't know y'all flaws. And y'all running around, you can't shut you up when I ask you all the good things about you. When I ask you what your flaws are, I don't really know. I don't really think I got that many flaws. Oh, I work too much. You know, shit like that. Y'all don't know. What's wrong with you? I want to know some things that, you know what I'm saying, when even despite I love you, that I'm going to have to put up with you on a regular basis, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And I'm going to have to look past that and know that you're working on it, that's something I'm going to have to accept in the meantime, in between time. The reality is most men aren't comfortable with their flaws, their shortcomings, so those aren't the things they want me to know about themselves.
Yep.
But they will run now. So, I swear to God, I cannot shut you men up if I ask you the greatest things about y'all. Oh, y'all, I can't shut y'all up. But when the minute I ask y'all what y'all floors are, y'all are clueless, don't have a clue. And that scares me. If anything, it runs me away. Because if you don't know what you need to work on within yourself, I'm out of here. But then that means I got to find out what my floors are.
I don't want to wait till I get into a relation or relations with you, and then all these things, and all these things come out, and then you're gonna turn me off, or then I ain't gonna want to be bothered, or we're gonna get into confrontation, and I don't want to go through all of that.
But are you really trying to say that you guys are not? A lot of you guys are not guilty of the same thing.
We're not saying. See, you can. You know what? I'm sorry, Selena. Can I tell him something for a woman? Now, that's what kills me, because you keep trying to, you saying that, and then you keep throwing it back on us. We're not saying that we're not guilty of the same thing. But once again, we're talking about y'all with y'all egos right now. That's what we're talking about. And at the same time, we're not saying that we don't have the same thing going on with us. That background is good.
Yeah, somebody with the background TV on, or somebody talking in the background is kind of throwing things off. Thank you.
Even better than that, I'm not saying that women aren't guilty of that. What I am saying is that I can't be held responsible for what other women do. I can only be held responsible for me, right? So I can only tell you what I expect from men. So when I responded to you, I told you what I wanted from men, right? I can't tell you what Sherry needs from men. I can't tell you what Mika needs from men. I can only tell you what Selena needs. So when I responded and you respond with, you mean to tell me women, I'm not responsible for those women.
Thank you.
I got you.
Exactly.
No, I get that wholeheartedly 100%.
So yes, the question to your answer is, yeah, there are some women out there that are guilty of that, but I don't ask what I don't give.
I don't ask what I don't give.
So if I'm asking for that, that's because I give it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality
is,
I'm not signing up to find out what your flaws are when you find out what your flaws are. Because chances are, that might be a deal breaker for me. And if you had told me in the beginning, I would have never signed up for this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, all right. I think K-Dog is on. I'm going to throw this out there, and I want to see what K-Dog has to say. Because someone said about how, a matter of fact, Hot Rod is on too, so one of them can take it. This is the thing.
Yeah.
So I love
since I was on there
said,
longer.
Oh, hold on.
No.
What's up? No.
Yeah, because, man, I've been waiting to get on, and it's like, what you forgot about me, brother?
You know what it is with Blog Talk? It's like sometimes you see the callers and sometimes you don't. So it's like I don't always see all of the calls. That's why it's ridiculous. But anyway. So I've heard in this conversation about how men are sensitive, men are this, or they get on in their feelings about everything. But, all right, there's an old saying. There's an old saying. Hell have no fury like a woman scorned. So when you talk about us, so when they talk about men being sensitive, what do you think about that statement? K-Dog and then the Hot Rod.
To say that men are sensitive, yeah, men are sensitive because, you know, after all, we're only human. Let's face it, only human. But, here's the but part. Now, women are sensitive too. That's the thing. You see, as men hurt. Like I said, we're only human. Men take their hurts differently than the way a woman gets hurt. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, men will be hurt, but then after some men, it'll take them a while to get over the hurt. But then when a woman is hurt, it could take a little longer. You understand? You know, like I'm saying, so, you know, men are sensitive, but at the same token, we handle things differently than women. You understand?
What
I'm
are
not
you
sure.
saying? What are you trying to say?
Yeah, I am saying something.
I don't
something.
Get it. What
no,
are you
man.
Trying to say?
Can I
yeah,
just
go
say
ahead.
This? I think that a lot of times when you're saying sensitive and referring to a man, I think that you men hear the word weak. Like you separate. When we're saying sensitive, you're interpreting it as weak. And it's okay to be sensitive as a man. But
it
I think
that's what
why
I'm saying. Because
ugly,
we're only human.
It's such an ugly word for men.
Because
they interpret it as we're saying, if I say you're sensitive, you're weak.
Oh, you're weak. It's not a weakness to be sensitive. It's not a weakness to be sensitive. Because you know what?
Absolutely.
You have a right to express your feelings. As a man, you have a right to express your feelings. You have a right to feel a certain way.
Well,
yeah, but it depends on how y'all express it.
Right.
Being sensitive is like when I crack up jokes on Big Red and she kicks me on my balls, she knows that's my sensitive area. That hurts, okay?
We know how sensitive we are, man.
I think what Kato's trying to say is men are sensitive, but I think we express it in a different way compared to females, which that's
exactly.
Like Sherry's right. Sensitive is like us being weak, but instead of us crying to
weak.
Like to Brother B, it's okay though. We go hide in the closet and cry in there, or listen to some R&B song or some R. Kelly or whatever back then. And
those
cracks
are
being sensitive.
I ain't going to say some awkward. But see, it depends on how y'all express it. It's nothing wrong with you men being sensitive and expressing your feelings and all that, but it's how you do it.
Yeah, but it also boils down to your perception and your interpretation. Because sometimes y'all take things way out of context. Way out of context. And it's not even meant that way.
Don't go there, Brother B.
I'm going there.
Big Red, what do you mean expressing it the right way? What's the right way versus the wrong way?
The wrong way is whining about stuff like you're a 5 year old. Well, like I said, I'm going to just put it out there. My oldest son's father, this man is almost 50 years old, and he wants to act like he's one of my children. And guess what? My children are all both over 20-something years old. His own son is almost 30 years old, and his own son, he expresses things differently than his father. His father's almost 50 years old.
Give me an example of how he whines. Give me an example of how he whines.
Like he's looking for, okay, how he whines in terms of, like, he wants to talk, but it's like you want to talk about things like I'm your mother or something like that. I'm not your mother.
Me and him don't even talk. So in other words, he wants to have a discussion with you. You don't want to have a discussion with him.
No, wait a minute. No, not a discussion. No. He wants me to talk. Like, it's like he comes at me in a certain way, or in the past he's come at me in a certain way. And like I said, talking to him is like if I'm talking to his son, like if I'm talking to another child, it's like, last time I checked, I got 2 birth certificates, not 3.
You're not giving me any kind of specific example about how a man whines.
Well,
I'm tired of the women always
it's
whining. An example.
Wait, one at a time. That's not an example.
Because you say he talks to you as though he's whining. You're not giving me an example of how it seems like he's whining.
Because what you've just said.
Mm-hmm. Again, you're saying he's whining. A man who whines is always going to be complaining and acting as though, woe is me, and never getting
exactly.
always dwelling on
Absolutely.
The topic.
Absolutely. That's what you should have said.
Because otherwise, what you're saying is he wants to talk to me, and then you went on from there. So when I said discussion, you said, no discussion. He wants to talk. But then when you
he whines and complains and wants to complain, and just like you said, it's like he wants somebody to feel sorry for him or coddle him. And it's like, I'm not your mother. That's not the person. I'm not the mother. Your mother. Your mother. Go do that.
You don't have to be a mother.
This is the whole problem between men and women. I'm sure if you spoke to that man, he'd probably say he a whine.
It's not about being a mother to a man who is sensitive and who needs some support from his woman. Okay? If a man needs support from a woman, it's not because he's a mama's boy. It's because you're supposed to be his partner. If something
I'm not his partner. That's the point. But that's my thing, Mr. Joe. I'm not his partner.
Right.
We're not a partner.
Not you.
We're not together. That's the point. We're not a partner.
Forget it, Ray. You go ahead. Because I don't fight for airspace. You want to fight? You want to go ahead? You go right ahead.
No, I'm just going to sit there.
I think I can understand where she's coming from because I've had similar situations where you're not involved with the person. And they want to come and they want to talk to you about what's going on in their lives. And, of course, you want to be sensitive, but if you're not involved with that person, you're not going to approach the conversation the same way. It's like, okay, I understand you're going through things, but you got to put your big boy drawers on now, and you got to move forward.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't care about anything he has going on in his life, because I don't got nothing to do with him.
And if we said the same thing to you, we'd be the bullies and the patriarchs, and you women would be all the victims.
No, the reality is
that
I'm a little bit different than both of y'all on that sense, and I'm gonna tell you why.
Selena, go in
after Miss Sherry. Okay, let Miss Sherry go in and
the difference is that's when you're calling somebody that you're no longer involved with and you're telling them your situation. But if you're involved with that person, you're in an active relationship, you have to be a little bit more sensitive. You want to hear what they have to say, and then you want to encourage them to get to the point where they need, where they can move forward beyond that. So I get it, Big Reg. If you're not involved with them and they're calling
you up and they're talking,
get your drawers up and you got to move forward because I can't resolve this. It's not my duty to resolve
this. Right, exactly. That's the thing.
I'm a whole lot different than those females in that area. The reality is, I don't base who I am based on if I'm in a relationship or if I'm not in a relationship with you. Like, the reality is that person is human, right? So if they coming up to me, to release to me, I feel like it's almost my obligation, right? The reality is that's my daughter's father, right? And although I'm not in a relationship with that man, if he's going through a crisis where he's coming to somebody, that's a lot of reasons why men don't open up to women. Because y'all got this sense where y'all like, oh, well, I ain't in a relationship with you. I ain't really obligated to have that conversation with you.
What happened to being a human?
What happened to, you know what I'm saying? Because let's be honest, females, we go through our stuff, and it's time we go to our baby fathers or we go to the men around us and we say we need some help. Now, check it. If we go into a mental stance, you the mother of that man's child, right? Hold on. Because there's a lot of
not me.
But the reality is that what I do know is that women don't like hearing the truth, and when it hits home, you know, we reject it. But let's be open-minded. The reality is, right, you are the mother of this child, right? So if anything happens to you, it also happens to whom? Their child, right? So if you come to that man with a crisis, it doesn't mean, but you should be able to. That's the whole thing.
Can we let her finish?
No, go ahead. That's my daughter's father, right? So even though I'm not in a relationship and I'm not obligated to comfort that man, the reality is if something happens to him, something happens to my daughter's father. So I don't know what outlet and what channels he took to release or you know, just be able to release to anybody what he's going through. He could be at a threshold where he's ready to have an ends meet. The reality is he came to me for a reason. I'm sure he's aware that he's not in a relationship with me and I'm not obligated when he comes to me. But the reality is he came to me for a reason, right? So it's no harm to talk that man off the ledge or give him advice that's going to send him on his way. It might make him be better off. Especially if I know that means that it's nothing going to happen to my child's father. Or I could dismiss him and tell him to go fuck himself. It ain't my job. And then he puts a 9mm to his goddamn head that night and blows his brains off. And I got to explain to my child that I turned him away because I ain't in a relationship with him.
Well, so let me ask you a question. Let me ask you one question. Wait, hold on. Let me ask her one question. How old is your child? How old is your child, Miss Selena? Okay, and guess how old? And once again, my son is 20. Sweetie, my son is 28 years of age, and I've been dealing with that for a long time. And once, wait a minute. And I've been to a point with my son's father. And I've been to a point with my son. I'm sorry, Miss Selena, I don't mean to talk over you, but I've been to a point with my son's father where I've tried to be that cordial with him, and he fucks it up every time I try to be cordial with him. So I've gotten to a point where I don't have any conversation or communication with him at all. And guess what? Now, once again, I can be cordial. Now, God forbid, if something happens with our son, of course. And like I said, there's been times my son has been locked up and all that stuff, and I've been cordial and called him and spoke to him. And, you know, we've had it to that point. But guess what? He is so busy worrying about me that he gets to a point where he's not even concerned about his son. One time my son got locked up, and I called him because I wasn't going to call him. I said, you know what, let me call him and tell him what's going on. You know what he was worried about? Or why me and you don't talk? Your son is sitting here locked up, and you worrying about why me and you are not talking. Now, this is what I'm trying to say. So this is why we can't speak to each other.
As far as relationships go, I work together to co-parent my son, right? But when my son's father calls me about what's going on in his life, I refer him to the woman that's in his life now.
Absolutely. Or anybody else.
That's bitter.
You know what? Stop. Wait a minute. Hold on. Because you know what? After midnight, you'll be able to, listen to this whole episode. And all I hear, not talking over each other. Yeah, but you know why? Because there's a lot of goddamn ego. And it's not coming out of the little bit of men that I'm here.
Exactly.
It's a lot of goddamn ego.
A lot of goddamn ego.
My whole reasoning for this topic and this whole dialogue, this whole conversation was to prove who wants to remain dominant, who wants to be dominant in the conversation when it comes down to this. And this, if you listen back, it all points back to,
To the women.
Y'all ladies taking over.
That's because it ain't enough men on here.
We do want to talk. Us men want to talk. But then y'all ain't giving us the time to talk.
Because what it boils down to is, and I'm going to let Hot Rod jump in, what it boils down to is I understand your personal experiences and all this and that. But once again, that's when the ego comes in. Because sometimes you be tripping over shit that don't even need deep. Listen, if you don't want to deal with somebody, fine, that's no problem. But there's a commonality. And like Ms. Selena said, we are human. And that's the problem. We don't get along with one another as human. We want someone to coddle us, you know, when the time is right. But then when somebody else wants something, get out of here. I don't want to hear your story.
When you know that person is not the type
of
person
that gone through a struggle.
Certain things. Yeah. Guess what? I'm not going to somebody that I know that's not going to give me the same energy that I give them. I work my stuff out on my own. I've been doing that, and guess what? I'm good with working my shit out on my own. I ain't got no problem with that.
But then, I have other people
that I can work that stuff out with if I need to do that.
It also proves the point that next thing you know, there'll be that, oh,
they ain't never know men to this, or no man is listening to that, or no man is this. And then we all get clumped into this one big pile of you men ain't shit because y'all ain't listening to this or listening to that. Just off of your experiences, off of a couple of dudes. Now, it's not like men don't do the same thing, but we get on our horse and ride off into the sunset and deal with something else. You can't tell me that women, a lot of women out there do not hold these long-time grudges, and some of them are for no goddamn reason. So you can call it I won't even throw bitter out there. I'll just throw it down. It's to your goddamn ego. Because why? There's this. Remember, society puts you on a pedestal, and you feel that you're not supposed to take shit or hear this shit from a man or this from a man. Because a lot of women are told that from young. I even tell my daughter shit like that. You're not supposed to take this from a man. You're not supposed to take that. You're not supposed to deal with this. But at the same time, I gotta tell her, yo, be human. Be human.
I also wonder.
Yeah, well, they need to tell that person the same thing.
When K-Dawg came in and said, we're just holding back a little bit and letting you women talk, who was it that said that's because there's no real men on this phone?
Not me. I didn't say that.
Well, you know,
I said it's not that many. I said that's not many y'all on the phone. That's what I said.
Oh, but
y'all own up to what I said. That's what I said. Yeah, I know what I said.
So you said there had to be more men in order to overcome.
I said it's not that many men.
I'm a man or I'm a woman. I could be both. I could be a man and a woman.
It's like at the end of the day, you know what it is? People, you know what it is that's sad? Is that we as men, okay, we're human. We're not perfect. I'm not saying that all of us are perfect. I'm not saying that we're perfect or anything, but we're human too. You know, we as men, are human. And I speak for, and I say this for all of us men. Do we have feelings? Yes, we do have feelings. But at the same time, we handle things different.
We handle things differently.
And I'm not saying it in a bad way. It's just a well-known fact. We handle things differently.
One thing I don't like when it comes down to some women out there, not all, you always want to call a man on their shit, but you never want to take accountability for the shit that y'all put out there as well.
And that happens
I'm going to throw that on ego because some of you feel that you're not supposed to be accountable because of that entitlement attitude that a lot of women have. See, a lot of men out there, they just go off of, oh, I'm a man, so I'm supposed to do this, so I'm supposed to act like that, because that's what society says, or that's what society dictates. But when it comes down to women, sometimes a lot of y'all make your own rules and say, F everybody else, I do what I do, and if you don't like it, shit rocks. That's not right. That's not fair. Like I said,
it never is. It's not good at all.
It's not good because there's no balance.
Okay.
And see, that's the whole thing.
I like to
everybody
to that.
Once you hit that trigger word, that's when a lot of people got loud and things and the whole conversation just went left, went right, up and down. So go ahead, Mika.
I like to respond to that. I think we kind of like missed.
I'm sorry.
We put certain things in the wrong buckets, right? So I don't think that has to do with ego. I think that a lot of women, you know, come from lack of therapy, lack of healing. Like I heard a lot of hurt. What they don't understand is, you know what I'm saying, when they say, it ain't my job to talk him through that, and I ain't his mother, and I ain't this. Like, they don't even, like, their ego doesn't even allow them to know that they're displaying hurt. They're displaying that they're not over something that person did to them. Like, you know the type of pain you had to go through that you can't have a conversation with a person that you feel like, nah, that's not my job and he needs to go to his wife. Like, when you say something like that, to me that screams I'm mad that I wasn't chosen and he chose her, so he needs to go to her and he needs help.
Believe me, any woman, They can have that fall guy, honey. They can have that soul.
I ain't even tripping on that at all.
But let me tell you something, and I'm going to just
can
be
I
real
respond
with you.
To that?
Hold, wait 1 second. You can't respond. I promise you, after I'm done.
You got to make it quick. We got less than a minute left.
Real quick. My experience is I sat in a jail cell for 6 months behind something my daughter's father did, right? But let me tell you what allows me to have a conversation with that man, because it's his loss. It's his loss. When you got self-worth and you love yourself and self-importance, you don't harbor that stuff. Because I know it's his loss every day he wakes up, and I know what I brought to the table. So it's his loss. So hell yeah, I can have a conversation with him, a cool-ass conversation. Because when he walks away, he understands. Damn, I messed that up. Damn, he ain't harboring no hate. Damn, I messed that up. And it ain't even a chance. I can have a conversation. I just did a birthday party, and that man sat on the side, laughed and joked with him. I sat in a jail cell for 6 months behind some stuff he did in my name. Come on, man. Let go of that hurt. Get that counselor. Let go of that hurt and be able to communicate with people. Because it's a peaceful world out there. It's a peaceful world.
Amen.
Amen.
Preach
it. 10 seconds left. Listen, Tamika, Miss Sherry, Miss Kalina, Sam. I'm sorry for the other people that tried to call in and couldn't get on. Big Red, Mr. Joe, thank you for all calling in. This is definitely been... Rod, K-Dog, thank you very much. We might have to do a part two of this. Like, you got to do a part two or something else.
Part three.
You
talking about part two. This is part two,
Everybody have a blessed week. And I'm
sorry.
Be
safe out there, y'all.
Yes, stay positive. And watch Amigo.
All right,
night,
everybody.
Guys.
Have a great week.
All right,
stay
safe.
I got
everybody,
a big
Oh,
Lord.
Watch your ego. Watch your ego, ladies. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Even at the door. Ladies.